Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. The What to Read Next podcast helps to build a TBR of future favorite books. In each episode, Lori Amin interviews authors and book influencers to recommend books they loved for you to pick up today. If you're an avid reader, always looking for your next great read, then this show. Hi, Becky. Welcome to What to Read Next podcast.
Hi, Lori. Thank you for having me.
So happy to have you here. Tell us what you've been up to.
You know, it's the first of the year, and I have fallen down a dark rabbit hole of reading right now, which is delightful. I found some new authors. That's so as host of Buzzing About Romance, we like to challenge everyone at the first of the year to try new to them authors, and I follow what I preach. So I have found some new to me dark romance authors. We haven't focused a ton on dark romance on the podcast in the past, but that's one of our things that we're going to start, that in paranormal, because I haven't read a ton of paranormal romance, but we're going to do that this year. So
I love this. I have to connect you with my paranormal people under the covers, or like the big paranormal people. And so they're my go-to. I'm like, tell me what I need to read, you know? Yeah. Because I'm overwhelmed. There's so many. It was like a big trope in after Twilight. And it's like it comes and goes, and it's coming back slowly but surely. There's a lot of witchy stuff, and there's a lot of paranormal reverse harem or white shoes romances. And there's like some fantasy romance, but it's coming back slowly but surely.
Yeah. And at the end of 2022, I guess it was like fall, I did some of the Omegaverse stuff, and which is bonkers. I'm not 100% sure it is for me. Yeah. But I like the lore. I like that they're creating their own kind of parameters, how those worlds work. And I love that. That is fascinating to me, the creativity that goes into paranormal or Omegaverse and the lore that they're building. You know, I did fall down years ago as it was coming out, the Charlene Harris True Blood, vampires, witches, fays, and stuff like that, and I loved it. Bonkers, but I loved it. And but then, you know, with many people, our reading kind of falls away, or you get into different niches and stuff like that. And after I read Charlene Harris, I then ended up in like the YA dystopian Hunger Games, Allegiant, Divergent kind of area. Fell down that for a while, and things were happening in my life at the time, and I was like, I needed to go back to my roots. So then I went through the historical romance of the early 2000s and did a ton of rereading for a lot of years because of family and life. And when you have kids, life can be expensive. And we had a kid with some medical issues that made it a little harder. I was very reliant on my library. So I'm a library person. I love the library, and I couldn't afford to buy books, but I could read a book in a day. So I did a ton of library reading, and that's mostly going to be traditional published books in your library. And I am very lucky where I live in Ohio. We have an amazing library system. But since doing the podcast, I have come to realize that not all library systems are the same. And it's so intriguing to me because we did a look, and my library system has like 60,000 romance titles between audiobooks and ebooks. And my co-host for Buzzing About Romance, Leah, lives in outside Pittsburgh in one of the suburbs. She only has like 5,000 romance titles. Like the discrepancies. And I was like, you mean not everybody has? It didn't dawn on me. And, you know, currently in 2023, there's kind of a war on libraries, which makes me grateful for programs like Kindle Unlimited and indie author programs like that, that give us it kind of leveled. I know there's a lot of hate towards Amazon and to Kindle and such, but for me, I look at it as it levels the playing field for the reader.
Mm-hmm.
It makes it because if I see a book in Kindle Unlimited that I read, for the most part, now I know Kindle Unlimited isn't in every market and it's not available worldwide, mm-hmm. but for the most part, it levels the playing field and I can say to you, hey, I read this book in Kindle Unlimited and it's available to you too. It doesn't matter that you live outside of where I live.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I have to say there's a lot of, I'm a huge library user. I have multiple library cards. I share library cards with other friends because if you move the circulation, it actually helps the library. So it's a great resource. It's great for audiobooks. As someone who's like listening to audiobooks like on a daily basis, audiobooks are like the best thing ever.
Oh yeah.
You know, but at the same time, I found that Kindle Unlimited, I've been a Kindle Unlimited user since 2016, since I started reading romance. I was reluctant to join Kindle Unlimited. I was like, what am I? I was paying a lot of money for these books. I might as well just get them for free. And then like the author is going to get paid for me reading this book, no matter what. So I joined 2016 and then periods of time where I stop using Kindle Unlimited, but I paid for like a whole year. So it's cheaper. There's ways to get Kindle Unlimited for a cheaper price. And I feel like that's a great way because Amazon doesn't need the money for me, you know?
Right.
But the others do need the money. So, you know.
But I also think, so I tried Kindle Unlimited once, kind of like you, 2016, 2015. It's overwhelming. It can be. And it's so different because as you come from a library person mm-hmm. into Kindle Unlimited, you're looking for the same reads mm-hmm. that you were reading in your library. So you're like, I'm going to try to read this book because, you know, holds too long in my library. And it's not in Kindle Unlimited. Yeah. And it can be overwhelming to come from the library background into Kindle Unlimited. It's different. It is not the same. And it took me a very long time to figure out Kindle Unlimited, that these titles were exclusive to Kindle Unlimited. Mm-hmm. But though those stupid Facebook ads that authors do, they suck me into Kindle Unlimited. And it was actually author Ivy Lane. She had a really great Facebook ad where she did like a blurb and I tried to find it in my library and it wasn't. And then that's what sold me over to Kindle Unlimited and put me over there and figured out how to use it because it's not easy.
Yeah, for me it was R.S. Gray who got me into Kindle Unlimited. I think I read Scorn while I paid for it, and then I was like, wait, I can get R.S. Gray. At the time she was reading a little bit of everything. She was still not in that romantic comedy niche. She was about to get into that romantic comedy niche, and I was like, wait, I can read all these books for free. Like I was like, oh, count me in. And so I did, and then it was like, well, I can read so and so this stuff because I was reading a lot of independently published because at the time I had a job where I didn't have much to do, so I was reading on my phone. And so I was only spending 99 cents or $1.99 on books. I was like, you know, like it, because it added up, I was reading a book a day. And I was like, wait, I can read more books for free. I'm like, let me try this out. And so, and the market has exploded since 2016, 2017 to where it is now, where there's a little bit of everything, you know. There's something for every niche. There's romantic comedies, there's like, you know, what you'll find in traditional rom-coms, there's like dark romance, there's mafia romance, there's a little bit like paranormal fantasy romance, you know.
Well, and we're also seeing the trend that a lot of traditional published books and authors are putting backlists into Kindle Unlimited because of the discrepancies within libraries. Because a lot of times we've heard over the years, you know, why aren't your books in Kindle Unlimited? I love libraries. And if I'm in Kindle Unlimited, it's exclusive and I can't be in the library. Now, the contracts are different for independently published books versus trad published books. Trad pub can keep their books everywhere, but we are seeing this trend. And I do think it has a direct collation to the to book talk, you know, because that's a lot of times one of the first questions when you do a book rec is this in Kindle Unlimited? Because there is kind of that try and see, even though the book is only going to retail at $3.99, $4.99, or $5.99, there is this try and see aspect mm-hmm. with Kindle Unlimited that kind of takes away the chance for buyer's remorse. Because I don't know about you, you buy a trendy book, and I've done it so many times on a TradPub book, like, oh, I have to read this book. And then I get it, and I'm, you know, a couple chapters in, and it's not, you find either they use the best part of the books for the advertising, or it doesn't meet you at that, because I'm a terrible mood reader. So it didn't hit right then. And then I have this book that was $9.99 that I'm stuck with because it just didn't.
Yeah.
It didn't hit me for that moment. But Kindle Unlimited, I think there was a day during like Christmas break where I started and stopped like 10 different books out of Kindle Unlimited because, again, mood reading. And so you wait. You just kind of go in and out and you think, oh, I started this. No, it's not hitting. Let's try something else. And I think that that's kind of one of the spectacular things. If you are a mood reader, try Kindle Unlimited because it helps. You can find so many different things. And I do think that there are niches that do really well in Kindle Unlimited too. Yes.
So what niches do you think are the best one? If you're starting out with Kindle Unlimited, you're like overwhelmed because you're like, how do you find your recommendations? Which there are places where you can find recommendations, but I think for someone who's just starting out, what niches are the best ones to start out?
So if you're coming over from straight contemporary romance, mm-hmm. like you've read a lot of them from like small town romances or even big city romances, I think that the straight contemporary romance, there's so many authors in Kindle Unlimited that it's easy to find, but you have to start to break it down into subtropes because you need to go. I think one of the things, if you're first coming into Kindle Unlimited and you're just like contemporary romance, Kindle Unlimited, you're going to have like a million, millions and millions of book hits. So I think you have to subtrope it down. So if we're just going contemporary romance, you got to subtrope it down, subtrope it to small town romances or your billionaire romances. And one of the great things, it's great and it's frustrating, but within Kindle Unlimited, because of the way authors optimize their searches for their titles and stuff, the titles are longer in Kindle Unlimited. So it would be like, In a Jam, Second Chance, Small Town Romance. So what happens is when you go into Amazon's website, you can search small town romances, you're going to get a list and it's going to kind of niche it down. So I think one of the easiest ones to come over with is if you loved some of the trendier trad pub sports romances, which are very hot right now. You know, if you're coming over because you love Elle Kennedy or you loved Serena Bowen or Sawyer Bennett, who are more well-known sports romance authors, there is a ton of sports romance in Kindle Unlimited. And it can even subtrope down from there. You can subtrope it to new adult, to even specific sports. But I think sports is an easy place to start with in Kindle Unlimited. I also think that if you're coming in dark romance because you loved like Neon Gods from Katie Robert or you loved her older O'Malley series from Katie Robert, there's so much mafia romance over in Kindle Unlimited, which does really... really well over there. There's so many authors. I think that you just, when you go into Kindle Unlimited as a new user, you have to think of romance as like the large heading. And then you've got to start looking for the subheadings, the subtropes of it. Cause you can do, you know, you can go in and say billionaire romance because you love the billionaire type stuff. If you're coming over and the only thing you've ever read is like Tessa Bailey's It Happened One Summer, then you're going to want to go rom-com. And that's a subtrope of the romance genre. And that I think helps a ton.
Yeah. I think it's just like, you kind of have to look for where you're looking for. And then also look at, there's a list behind, if you find a title underneath, there's a list that tells you like what other readers are buying and you get ideas from there. A lot of people are finding from the top 100 books that way and like, oh, these are top 100 people are buying it. And then you just go for like what other people are looking for, you know? So there's different ways for you to approach the algorithm. And there's blogs that post, you know, listicles too. Yeah. So you can Google it. You can be like, hey, so-and-so, I'm looking for this. And you can find blogs that are actually writing them, or you can actually look at Book Talk and just look for the niche and you might find Book Talk, you know, recommendations.
There's also, I do love that Amazon has top 100 lists mm-hmm. for all the subcategories.
Yeah.
So like a Megan Quinn book might be trending and it's her billionaire series right now. Mm-hmm. If you go into that book listing and scroll all the way down to where they give like the author, the publisher, the ISBN number and all that stuff, it will also give you hyperlinks to Amazon specific charts. Mm-hmm. So it might be charting in the top of romantic comedy, billionaire romance, and contemporary romance. So it gives you 2 to 3 mm-hmm. other charts outside the top 100. And a lot of times I use those sub charts mm-hmm. to help me find books because, you know, as a podcaster, I can only do so many review episodes on or recommend one book over and over before you have to be like, let's shake this up. So I use that as a tool all the time to find other books that might. So like, if you loved this book, mm-hmm. try this book.
Yeah.
And it helps a ton.
I love this. All right. So you chat about the podcast. Tell us about the podcast. When did you start? What is the podcast all about? And why should our listeners pick it up?
Sure. So Buzzing About Romance, we actually started in the summer of 2020. But I had been talking to my husband for like 8 years mm-hmm. about a podcast. And I love podcasts. I'm a huge podcast listener. And I started looking for romance book podcasts, very specific romance book podcasts. And there are a ton out there. But it wasn't fitting. I wasn't finding exactly what I wanted. And my husband is always like, if you don't see what you want, you make it yourself. Mm-hmm. And so I started in the summer of 2020. And I know you get this. Starting a podcast is not easy and there are growing pains mm-hmm. and we had a different name and I had a different co-host and it just wasn't hitting as much growing pains, struggles. And so in February of 2021, by February 2021, I decided that I needed to rebrand, relaunch, and figure, like, I knew what was working, but I also knew that wasn't working. And so we relaunched in February 2021 as Buzzing About Romance. And our whole focus has been very niche down to a podcast for the romance reader. Mm-hmm. Like, I work in publishing, but I cannot write a book. I'll fix all your words, but mm-hmm. I'm not going to write a book. So we aren't going to give you tips and tricks of marketing a book or being an author, anything like that. Our whole goal was to provide opportunities for readers to connect with the authors they love, but also to find other books, your next great 5-star read. Mm-hmm. I have always been a bookish person. Reading has always been something I do. I can never remember. I was raised by an educator. I'm an English teacher. Mm-hmm. And books were always super important in our lives. Like that was, and I wanted that with my kids too. You know, there was always like, I would never say no to a book. Mm-hmm. You know, book fair week at school, I always planned, you know, I'm going to drop some cash because I will never say no to a book. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to connect with people that like to read what I read. And romance, you know, as we all know, sometimes doesn't get the love it deserves. Mm-hmm. And very often it feels very solitary. And we hear all the time from the community that I don't really know any romance readers in my real life because nobody talks about it. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to talk about it. So, like I said, our goal at Buzzing About Romance is to help you find your next 5-star read. We love tropes And so we do a ton of different trope talks. We kind of break the trope down a little bit, because I think that there are some tropes in the genre that we will use interchangeably, like close proximity versus forced proximity, mm-hmm. but they're actually really different if you get down to the nitty gritty. And honestly, the whole publishing, romance publishing industry, a lot of times it will feel kind of, it works behind the curtain. Mm-hmm. You don't always know the insider stuff. And as somebody that kind of straddles the line between reader and person that works in it, that's something else that we try to bring to our podcast. We kind of try to let you see peeks behind the curtain. We do that with author interviews and industry insiders, and share experiences. You know, we talk about some of the trends that are happening right now with indie authors, distribution lists being, you know, picked up and stuff like that, just to give people insight to, you know, it's kind of an amazing place to be too.
It is. I think honestly, romance has shifted so much from like the 2016, 2017, where it was like a hidden gem. Like we were talking about, but we're not talking about it until 2020 when book talk exploded. And so it's shifted the landscape, you know, so much. Like people are starting to read. And like, it's funny enough, like I was talking to somebody else. It was like, people started to read books in 2020 that we have read in 2012, 2016, 2015, and they're discovering those and they're giving new life, you know,
yeah.
that you thought they were stale. And you're like, oh no, we have to. Like authors are coming back and saying, I wrote the standalone 2018. Readers are asking for a sequel. I'm going to write the sequel. You know,
it's so bonkers to me because I have been, my mother was a romance reader.
Yeah.
And I've been reading romance since 1990. Now, I've also read cozy mystery and romantic suspense and then just straight suspense. You know, I've read it all, but it's so funny to me. I love seeing the people just discovering romance. Mm-hmm. And it's very hard as a passionate romance reader to not be like, read this, read this, read this, read this.
So speaking of read this, read this, read this, you're creating a list for me to read. You know, this is a self-serving for the listeners. I'm going to attempt to read these books, but you're going to create a list that is actually mostly are going to be available on Kindle Unlimited, correct? Or
oh, I gave you only Kindle Unlimited and sports romances specifically.
So sports romance, Kindle Unlimited. So Becky, tell me what I need to read. And what our listeners need to read. So we're going to read it together.
So I actually went ahead and I grouped in series by sport. And yeah. All of these are Kindle Unlimited and they have book one. And I will also let you know the status if the series is complete or if it is still an ongoing series, because I know that in our own community, we have people that don't like to start a series until it is done because they cannot handle the...
Wait.
I'm totally bonkers. I will read book one of a cliffhanger and it's okay if it's 2 years before I get book two. It doesn't bug me, but I'm also insane enough that I do not read blurbs when I pick up books.
I don't read blurbs too. I read them afterwards and I'm like, oh, so-and-so this. And then maybe I read a review or two on Goodreads. And I'm like, oh, okay. So this is what I expect. I do read the end. If it looks like a little murky and like things are not happening so you're having so good, I do read the ending to figure out to make sure that it's a happy ending.
Yeah. You know? No, I get in. I don't read blurbs. And so like, I did a quick shot of romance episode where we did a Christmas romance and we trope it out. Like these are the main tropes of the book. And I was like, oh, it's a single dad romance. But I said, that might be spoilerish. And my co-host was like, it was in the actual like blurb of the book. It talks about him being a, I'm like, oh. did not know that. So I have sports romance series for you and I will let you know if they are complete or still ongoing. So we're recording this in January. It is playoff time, wild card weekend. And so I thought we'd start with football.
Yeah.
So football. Now, if you are someone who loves slow burn and also kind of like a family series, then I highly suggest the Washington Wolf series by Carla Sorensen.
I read that series. It's so good. It's like healthy men doing like really, it's a healthy relationship, you know, men. And I read all the spinoffs that, that happened afterwards.
So you read all the Ward Sisters too?
The Ward Sisters and then the Next Generation series. It's by far, like I go to Carla Sorensen if I need a healthy relationship, you know?
She does, and she's a little bit slower pace, and but her books, I think they're really great. They're really, it's a gem in Kindle Unlimited.
And the books are available on audio and Hoopla. So, and
yes.
So they're, if you like the audio, they're available on your Hoopla.
So next up would be the Denver Mountain Lion series by Emily Silver. Emily is a newer on the scene author. These are low angst. It is an incomplete series. It is currently still ongoing. There are four books. I read book one in this series, and it's Friends to Lovers, and it was just really good. There wasn't undue angst. There wasn't a lot of drama around them. They were like, no miscommunication. It was just really well done. So I like Emily for that. If you want, Lisa Suzanne also writes football romances. And now I will say her books are, they are, if you look at the actual book, it is, each character is 4 to 5 books, but they're short, quick reads. I think that each book is like 120 pages. They are angsty. And so she has several ongoing series, but each couple, like the first 4 books in the series is like one couple.
Okay.
So, but they're angsty.
Okay. I like this.
And
like
she likes to like, she likes to push and pull lots of miscommunication in hers. So
good to know.
And then have you read Ilse Madden Mills?
I read some of her books, not all of them. I think I read The Perfect Match or something like that. Or,
yeah. So those are great football.
Yeah.
They're great football romances. And she does have some that are like after sports. That is her ongoing series with Montlake right now. That is after sports. That is 2 books right now. And I do believe we're getting a third from her for that one. So,
yeah. And her Montlake books actually have Kindle Limited read and listen. So if you borrow the book, you also be available. It'll be available on Audible for listening purpose.
Yeah. Which is, I love that. I think that's always a bonus.
Yes. So when you find a book that you can like read or listen, you're like, yes.
Yes. Okay. So let's move on to baseball because soon we're going to have spring training, right?
Yeah.
So the Perfect Game series by Samantha Christie. It is a 3-book series. It is complete. Now, there are some bonkers meet cutes in this book. Have you read this series?
No, I have not. I don't think I have read Samantha Christie book. I think it's on my TBR. It's on my either wish list on Kindle Limited, or it might be in my Kindle Limited TBR queue of 20 books to borrow.
Yeah. So she likes emotion. She likes to play with your heartstrings. But in one of the books, the third baseman loses control of a ball and throws it into the stands, and it hits the heroine in the face.
Oh, I heard about this book. Yes. And then she was a model, I think.
Yes. And I actually read that book out of order because that is something that we do over at Buzzing About Romance. I call it community service. Everybody else tells me I'm insane. I like to pick books in middle of series to see if they actually do stand alone. So that series stands alone absolutely very well. You do not have to read all 3 books. Okay. My favorite in that series is Stealing Sawyer. It is a fake relationship, and I'm a fool for a fake relationship.
Me too.
If you're also looking for more baseball, The Carolina Waves by Tina Gallagher. It is a 6-books series. I think it is still ongoing, but they are low angst, really great, medium spice. So they're not overly sexy. But again, mature, responsible characters.
Yes.
And then the New Orleans Reveler series by Jiffy Kate. Mm-hmm. And I love, it's three books. It is still ongoing. So that one has a little bit of everything. Book one is a baseball player and a rock pop rock star. Ooh. And book two is a personal assistant, baseball player, surprise pregnancy. So if that's not your gig, you might not like that one. And then the third book is a single dad nanny romance.
Yes.
And Jiffy Kate, I love them. It's an author duo.
Okay.
And they also write in the Smarty Pants world. Mm-hmm. They have an MMA series that's part of Penny Reed's Green Valley, Tennessee Smarty Pants. But they love New Orleans. Like, they have this love affair with the city of New Orleans and the food of New Orleans. And so as we're getting ready for Mardi Gras and you want some of that New Orleans feel, pick up Jiffy Kate because they get it. And I'm all for food.
I'm all for food. I'm all New Orleans. You know, I've been spending this month in Montana. I read about like 7 books out of Montana. And I'm like, I need a new state to dive into and get to know the whole feel of it.
You know? Yeah. The New Orleans, Jiffy Kate, they got you covered. They have a friend group series that takes place around restaurants and bars that are really good, but 10 out of 10 recommend. And they are some of the nicest people. They got their start writing Twilight fan fiction and they met on the internet and now are best friends.
Oh, I love this. I love when like authors meet at like in the internet and they start writing together.
Yeah.
Also with Twilight fan fiction, you know, there's quite a few authors that came from that.
So many. Yeah.
This is like a hidden gem. Like, yes. You know?
They're just like two of the nicest human beings, which always helps. And I really do like their stories, and they're not overly angsty. They're pretty good spice in them. And it helps when they're nice humans too. Yes. Final baseball rec would be the Out of Reach series by Kaylee Ryan. Have you ever read Kaylee Ryan?
Yeah, I have not.
So this series is complete. It is 4 books. Book one is the parents book. It's a single mom baseball player romance. Mm-hmm. And then the last three books of the series, so books 2 through 4, are the daughters mm-hmm. of the parents. And so it's obviously it ages forward quite a bit. And they all end up marrying baseball players. But one of our community members who is a huge baseball fan, like she goes to minor league games, she traveled to New York for the playoff games, like she is baseball. She said Kaylee Ryan, her name is Lindsay, and Lindsay's like, Kaylee Ryan writes the best baseball romances she's ever read. So if you're a true baseball fan, try Kaylee Ryan's Out of Reach series, and it is complete, 4 books, totally complete. So
love this so much.
I was just so grateful because new adult can sometimes be hard for me because I have people that are that age that I'm raising.
Yeah.
You know, I have college kids and stuff like that. And so new adult can be hit or miss for me. And this was so well done. Like they were thoughtful and mature while still being young and, you know, making some dumb stupid. It's hard to not like want to parent a character. You're like, oh, sister, don't do that. That's a mistake. Like, I'm not supposed to be parenting the fictional character, but I do. So then one of the big ones, the ones that actually started. So Buzzing About Romance, what really started us was Love of Hockey Romances, which are so trendy right now.
It's been trending since 2016 or even longer than that.
Yeah.
The first romance that I read was The Deal by Al Kennedy. And then I just dove into whatever hockey romance was there. Could not care less about the game, but I read every single, and I have multiple hockey romance episodes. Like, it is a love for the sport. And like, and I have like taste. I'm like, it needs to have more hockey. It needs to have this. It needs to have more fighting.
You know? Yes. Like, I've been to hockey games and I went to a university that had a hockey team, but like, and I live where it's cold.
Yeah.
But some of my first bookish friends, like on Bookstagram and stuff, were because they read hockey romances. Yeah. And I mean, obsessed, like the Sawyer Bennett's, the Kelly Jamesons, the L. Kennedy's, like Serena Bowen's. I love those books. And, you know, those were ones available in my library. I can remember like a 4-day like Memorial Day weekend, I had just found Sawyer Bennett And I read like almost all the Carolina Fury.
Yes, I did something similar to that where I just binge all the Carolina because they were available in the library because they were traditionally published, but they were ebook traditional published only.
Yeah.
And so I was like binging on them. Then I binge on the Arizona and then it just the publisher folded and I was like, I had all the pre-orders. So like she's like, cancel them, but you can actually they're gonna be coming out. And I was like, okay, at least we're gonna get more.
Yeah, and actually, so we're working on a project with her for Buzzing About Romance. Over on Instagram, we are crowdsourcing and plotting a novella together that takes place in the Arizona vengeance world. And you can find all the stuff on our Instagram for that one.
I'll put that in our show notes for sure.
Because it's been so fun because my ultimate book boyfriend, like the man that does everything for me, is her character Wild from the Arizona Vengeance because his heroine owns a bookstore.
Yeah.
But he was smart and he was thoughtful and he had such a care about him, like total caretaker. And he talked about his feelings with her. Like he didn't, you know, be like, ooh, I'm a big athlete. I don't need to talk about it. Like he talked about it and it was just, I don't know. I think that's Swoony.
Yes, that is, sounds so Swoony.
So hockey romance. So if you're coming and you enjoyed the, if you enjoyed Sawyer or Kelly Jameson or Serena Bowen, S.J. Tilley has Sleet Kitten series that is three books. It is lower to medium spice. So if you're coming over from that trad pub background and you're not sure you want total sexy high spice hockey romances, try S.J. Tilley. They're a little slower burn and a little more medium spice. They are some of her, the book one is her debut novel, but they do get, give it a chance because they do get better. The series does get better. And I'm not sure she's complete. She hasn't said she's writing more and she started some other series, but she does have some characters that don't have books yet.
So
maybe so you never know. So there is an author. Her name is Edden Dunn. Now, it is an author duo that has remained behind their name, but they actually started out, their name was Pippa Green, but they have recently done a rebranding and gone to the name Edden Dunn. They have two hockey series. They have the first one is the Minnesota Raiders series, which is nine books and it is complete. The books, the first five books are all focused on single dads. And I think the majority of them are all like healthy relationships with the ex. Like it's not there might be one or two where the ex is kind of like, she's not a great person. But overall, they communicate with the ex for the sake of the kids. Book one is a widow. And it's just, they're really good. They're pretty quick. And it's nine books, guys. Like nine books in Kindle Unlimited.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good month of reading right there.
Yes.
So they have a spinoff series that's called The Arizona Rattlesnakes. And it is still ongoing. It is currently at six books. So... but they're very well written. I do not know who the author duo is, and they have almost no social media presence. Like they have a newsletter listed in their Amazon bio, and that is it. So
that's a mystery.
It is a mystery, but it's okay. It's okay. Samantha Whiskey writes, have you read her?
I think I started or in her name sounds familiar. Like it's a familiar name. I have either I borrow the book and it's on the queue or it's somewhere there, you know.
Well, she has two hockey series and then a football series. And honestly, these read absolutely as standalones. Her first series, The Seattle Sharks. I have read two books in that. I read a goalie romance from her in that one and then one other. Her heroines are incredibly smart and intelligent women. So she does not play into the typical like Puck Bunny or the basic heroine. Like these women are smart and thoughtful. They're moving forward. They're not caught up in the fame of who their hero is. And I really enjoy them. And her Carolina, Reaper series was a spinoff of the Seattle Sharks. And I read book one And then I read the very last, well, it spun off into her billionaire series called Asher, which was a top read for me in 2023. But after reading Asher, I went back and read the final three books in the series. So again, they stand alone. It's a pretty big, long, I think Seattle is 9 books, Reapers are 10 books, but they stand individually. So if you're looking for specific tropes, like siblings, best friend, or nanny, or fake relationship, you can kind of pick and choose in those series, which I like.
Mm-hmm.
So that is that for Hockey and Kindle Unlimited. But there is a Kindle Unlimited. So a lot of people that read sports romance found sports romance by reading J.C. Burton. Have you read J.C. Burton's books?
Yes, I have read J.C. Burton back in the day.
Yeah, because they're traditionally published. They were in a lot of libraries. Yep. But she did multi-sports series. Mm-hmm. And they were all connected. Maybe it was a family member or a friend, or they shared an agent or something. But you got a little bit of sports romance from all sorts of sports without it being very specifically just hockey, football, or baseball. And so there's an author, Erica Kelly, that's in Kindle Unlimited, and she writes a Calamity Falls small town romance. So if you like small town romance and you want to try sports, and you would think, hey, Becky, how can you do sports romance in a small town? Well, it starts out with three brothers that open a training school for winter sports people, X Games, snowboarding, skiing, and all that kind of stuff. And then it just kind of has compiled into this whole small town that centers around this winter sports training center. But football players come in, hockey players come in, you know, for training, and then they fall in love with the people of the town.
Yeah.
Oh, I do have two other hockeys. If you haven't read Saxon James or Eden Finley and you loved L. Kennedy and Serena Bowen did the male, him.
Yep. Him and us. And then I would say Rachel Reed is another one that's traditionally published, but it's a similar to, it's in the same vein as Eden Finley and Saxon James. You know, those are two hockey romance series that are like, you know.
And they're male, and they're so well done, and they've got new adult, they've got professional. So if you haven't, if you're looking for that male kind of L. Kennedy, Serena Bowen fix, I cannot recommend the Saxon James and Eden Finley authors. They are, I really like their books.
Yep. And they have a pop star romance too, actually, a boy band.
They do. But they're also some of the nicest humans. So, but that's what I have for you to start. Do you think you found a book, maybe?
I think I found quite a few books. This is going to be fun. So I think what I may just do is focus on like one sport at a time, like try to do like the sports as it comes, and then do so for future podcast episodes, you'll hear back from me whether I read these books and what did I thought about them and how you should start. So
yay, I'm so excited. I can't wait to see. I hope, you know, I tried to look for authors that might not be as well known, you know, or that are more hidden gems, because there are, and I provided you like with the whole list. So if you share it in your shelf notes or on your show notes and stuff like that, like link it back to your blog, because there are some other authors that are there, but they're a little more well known, you know, like we all have heard of Candy Steiner. We've all heard of, even, you know, like Sarah Nay or something like that. But I tried to pick some ones for you that maybe people haven't heard of.
Yes, I love this so much. So Becky, tell us where you can find you online, where we can listen to the podcast.
So Buzzing About Romance is available on all markets of podcasts. Wherever you listen, you should be able to find us. But if not, you can check our website at buzzingaboutromance.com. And that's where we have our trope lists and all our shelf notes and stuff are over there. And then you can find us at Buzzing About Romance on most social medias. We're out there, you know, all the places. That's what we say. We are all the places.
Thank you, Becky, for being on the show.
Thank you for having me, Lori.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. For a list of books mentioned and other romance recommendations, please visit whattorenextblog.com. Did you know you can purchase audiobooks directly from your favorite local bookstore? With Libro.fm, you can pick up more than 250,000 audiobooks, including bestsellers and recommendations from real booksellers. You'll get the same audiobooks at the same price as the largest audiobook company, you know the name, but you'll be part of a different story, one that supports your local community. If you're new to audiobooks, there's a perfect way to squeeze into more reading to your busy life. Listen with the free Libro.fm app while you do your chores, walk your dog, relax at home. The Watch Readings podcast has a special offer for our listeners. Get two audiobooks on Libro.fm for the price of one with your first month of membership. Use code WATCHREADNEXT. This offer is only valid for new members in Canada and the US. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? Watch Readings podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit watchreadingsblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you once for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.